Mr. President, Brazil welcomes the delegation of St. Kitts and Nevis. Brazil takes note with appreciation of the establishment of a special victims unit within the police force and of the adoption of the Domestic Violence Act 2014, in line with recommendations made by Brazil in the first cycle. We encourage the country to develop a national gender policy. We also recognize that since the 2011 UPR, the government has made efforts to strengthen child protection systems and to develop programs to raise awareness of children's rights and violence against children, and also recommended by Brazil. We encourage the country to take measures to ban corporal punishment. We appreciate the adoption of several policies, plans, and programs to improve education quality and accessibility, such as the White Paper on Education Development and Policy 2009-2019. We encourage the country to take additional measures to promote gender equality and inclusive education in schools. We stress the importance of preventing and combating all forms of discrimination and violence, including on the grounds of sexual orientation and gender identity. In this regard, it is important that St. Kitts and Nevis take the necessary measures in order to comply with the principles of equality and non-discrimination. We also encourage the country to raise public awareness aiming at the promotion of non-discrimination of LGBTI persons. We call upon St. Kitts and Nevis to ratify all core international human rights instruments, including the two international covenants, CAT and CRPD, as well as the UNESCO Convention Against Discrimination in Education. Brazil wishes to recommend that St. Kitts and Nevis, one, establish a moratorium on the use of the death penalty with a view to its abolition, and two, to take the necessary measures to decriminalize same-sex consensual relations. Thank you.